This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned that Ukrainian statehood is in jeopardy and pinned the blame on that country's leader. Putin also said Saturday that Western sanctions are akin to declaring war, but added that thank God we haven't gotten there yet. The Russian leader's tough talk came as the first attempt at ceasefires to evacuate desperate civilians from two besieged Ukrainian cities quickly collapsed. The struggle to enforce the temporary ceasefire in the port, a city and the eastern city, showed the fragility of efforts to stop the fighting across Ukraine. Officials from each country blamed the other, though they're expected to resume talks on Monday. Meanwhile, the number of people who have fled Ukraine have reached 1.4 million. The Ukrainian president's office says civilian evacuations halted in an area of the country where Russian defense officials had announced the ceasefire. The deputy head of President Volodymyr Zelensky's office said the evacuation effort was stopped because the city of Mariupol remained under fire Saturday. The Russian defense ministry said earlier in a statement that it had agreed on an evacuation route with Ukrainian forces, a strategic port in the southeast, and an eastern city as well. But a city official reported that shelling continued this Saturday despite the deal. Also a sign of fragility of efforts to stop fighting across the country. And again, the number of refugees who have fled fighting in Ukraine so far has now reached 1.4 million, and the violence does continue. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com.